Now, they, on the farms, they used to make this with, they made it with sorghum. They'd boil the sorghum,
yeah,
and they'd skim it off when they were making
molasses.
Yeah. Now, if they were doing that, you'd say the molasses as a...
Molasses was good.
Okay. And then the stuff that you pour, that you, you might pour over patty cakes would be...
Sir.
All right, and if it wasn't artificial syrup, you'd say this isn't artificial syrup, this is gent...
Maple syrup?
Or gent... Would you, you know what...
Huh?
Would you say it was genuine or genuine maple syrup?
It could be artificial.
Or gent...
Or
gen what?
Syrup.
Yeah, would you say, I mean, would you pronounce it genuine or genuine, though, probably?
Genuine.
Okay. And then...
Maple syrup.
And if, and something you might put on toast, you might use jam or you might use...
Jelly.
All right, and something, now the two shakers you have on the table are...
Salt and pepper shakers.
All right. And the center of a cherry is called a...
Seed.
And the center of a peach...
Core, seed.
All right, and the center, now the center of the apple would be the core, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, what about a peach that separates easily from its...
That's a free stone, isn't it?
All right, and one that does not?
I don't know, that's not a... I don't know what to call it.
You might call it a cling, a cling stone.
Free stone, there's one piece that just break half in two, I mean.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a free stone.
Yeah. Then the other one is sometimes called a plum peach or a pressed
peach
or a...
Something like that.
Cling peach.
Cling peach. I don't know much about
it. You know the term plum peach? Does that sound familiar to you?
Plum peach.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay. And the nuts that grow underground are...
Nuts.
Yeah. Some nuts that grow underground.
Peanuts.
All right. And now the, what other kinds of nuts are you familiar with?
Hickory nuts.
All right.
Walnuts.
Did you ever see walnuts growing?
Walnuts growing?
Did you ever see them?
Walnut tree.
Yeah. All right. Now, what do you call that big, the large outer cover?
I call it a fur.
All right. The fur?
Fur.
The outer cover.
Yeah.
And then what about, what do you call the inner cover? Did you say the fur or the burr?
A burr, meant to say.
The burr.
Burr. Like a chestnut.
Yeah. And then the inner, that would be the heart, the soft outer cover.
Yeah.
The burr. Now what about the inner, the hard one that you might have to crack with a hammer?
Hickory nut.
Would you call that the shell or the...
Oh, you call it, I'd say as a shell.
Okay. Now these are some other things that you grow in a garden, these little red things.
Radishes.
Yeah, and now in these larger red things that grow on vines. You plant them, you put sticks in the ground.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. Did you ever grow any small ones about this big around?
I've seen them.
What are they called?
I don't know. They got some of them yellow.
Yeah. Did you ever hear them called Tommy Toes?
No.
Never did. Okay. And now these things that, I don't know if you grew any, these are not on your farm, but in your garden, but these are things that grow underground. It's a kind of vegetable. They're white. Some of them are white and some of them are kind of red.
What's artichoke? Is that what you're doing?
No, this is a great big, you boil them or...
Turnip?
No. No, these are...